Those who have offered salah requests should come forward. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, hamidan wa musalliyan wa sallima. The purpose of all of our ibadat, all of our worship, is that we prepare ourselves for standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the primary goal of tasawwuf is a person rectifies his a'mal so that qiyamat ke din he does not have to embarrass himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uske mutalliq kuch aqaid hain, certain beliefs in regards to qiyamat, and khas taur pe jo naqshbandi tariqa hai, the ulama of the naqshbandi silsila, they focus a lot on something called muraqabah. Muraqabah is to lower your head, close your eyes, and to ponder over death, to ponder over and to imagine yourself passing away, imagine yourself standing before Allah, imagine yourself giving hisab for your deeds. Now the ulama in tasawwuf mentioned that a person who is bathed in this silsila, and on a daily basis, every night he's making hisab, muraqabah this way, this will increase his iman in these things, but also will make him such that he will now become cautious when disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first belief is a general belief, and a belief that we all have, of resurrection. After this life, there is a life hereafter. And the Quran makes mention, and the shani nuzul of this ayat, that there was someone called As bin Wail. He was an open enemy of Islam. And the Arabs at the time, the mushrikeen at the time, could not understand a second life. For them, they believed in one life, uske baad khatam. So when the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that there is a life after this life, this is something they could not fathom. How can there be a second life? So As bin Wail, he came to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and he crushed the bone of an animal and mixed it with sand. And he brought it to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and said, that you say that your Allah is going to bring us back to life. Will your Allah also bring this bone and sand back to life as well? So immediately Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. That say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah who created this bone and sand from nothing, in the first instance, is the same Allah who will bring it back to life. Our second belief is that every single one of us is going to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes mention, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. On that day, on the day of Qiyamah, every single one of you shall be presented before Allah and nothing shall be hidden. So this is our second belief, that all of us are going to have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, all of us have to give hisab. Allah makes mention in regards to a good believer in the Quran, that when he has a good outcome, he will say, Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiyah. How did you pass your exam? I passed because I had conviction that I am going to meet my reckoning. I had yaqeen that mera hisab hoga, because I had this conviction, I was able to obey Allah and abstain from His disobedience. This is the actual maqsad of muraqabah. That a person constantly thinks about qiyamah, thinks about hisab, so it becomes ingrained in his heart, and that's why it becomes easy to abstain from Allah's disobedience. And not only will the hisab be hisab, my friends, on the day of Qiyamah, the Quran makes mention, وَنُخْرِجْ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ يَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. That Allah says, on the day of Qiyamah, we shall bring forth His book of deeds, that He will find laid open, open book. And Allah will command him, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. On the day of Qiyamah, read your book of deeds. And today, your book of deeds will suffice as a reckoner. So every single one of us on Qiyamah, we are going to have to read our own book of deeds. And this is why in another verse of the Quran, Allah makes mention, وَوَضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Allah makes mention that on the day of Qiyamah, when the book of deeds are laid open, that the entire mankind, فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ, you will see those who disobeyed Allah, you will see them fearful. Fearful of what? مِمَّا فِيهِ. They will be fearful of what's written inside their book of deeds. And then they will say, Mali hadhul kitab, what is this kitab? La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. It is such a book of deeds, it has not left out any small, minor or major deed, except that it has recorded it. Now today in dunya, there are certain guna, we say that it's a chota guna. And there are so many guna that we do, that we think that it's a small problem. And we forget that we even committed this sin. Like on the day of Qiyamah, every sin we committed in dunya, major or minor, when we read our own book of deeds, we'll find those deeds written in this kitab. Also another aqidah is pul sirat. The Quran makes mention, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا. Every single one of you will have to pass by pul sirat. Now pul sirat is a small bridge over Jahannam, which is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. Now in the hadith of Tirmidhi we find, those believers who are kamil, the good Muslims, when they are passing by pul sirat, they will be reading, Ya Rabbi Sallim Sallim, Allah give us salamati. Lekin ulama mention, when it comes to passing by pul sirat, there are three types of people. Number one, a pious Muslim, Anbiya, Awliya, Sahaba, who will pass by the pul sirat with a quick speed. Asani ke saath pahunch jayenge. The second type are those dhakka kha ke pahunch jayenge, that they'll graze themselves on the bridge. Unko lag jayegi lekin jannat mein pahunch jayenge. Allah save us. The third type of people are those kuffar and sinful Muslims, jinke guna zyada hai, that when they pass on pul sirat, they will fall into Jahannam. اس لئے ہمارے بعض علماء یہ دعا فرماتے ہیں کہ اللہ ہم آپ کے جنت کے مستحق نہیں ہیں لیکن جہنم بھی برداشت نہیں کر سکتے. بہرحال حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام came as بشیر النذیر, giver of glad tidings and warner. تو کچھ warning بھی دی ہے, کچھ بشارت بھی سنا دوں. In certain works of hadith, there are certain a'mal which have been mentioned. If you do those a'mal, you will pass pul sirat with speed of lightning. Number one, Imam Qurtubi mentions this narration in a tazkira. That person who abstains from bid'at, if you stay away from bid'at, you will pass pul sirat with ease. This is a hadith, zayif hadith hai, lekin fazail mein chal jati hai. If you abstain from innovation, you will pass by pul sirat with ease. इससे पता चलता है कि how important it is to abstain from innovation. खास तौर पे इस महीने में जब लोग किस्म किस्म की बिदात में मुलवस होते हैं, तो इसे important that we abstain from innovation. Number two, and this hadith is in Hilyat al-Awliya, that a person who gives sadaqah regularly with all of its adab, that person will pass pul sirat with ease. What do we mean by with the adab of sadaqah? It means that when you give with your right hand, your left hand does not know. Is zamane mein ye hai, and ye bimari goron mein tha aur musalmanon mein aa gaya hai. Ke someone gives or does an act of charity and they have to take a photo. Photo lena zaruri hai. Photo ke bagair unka kaam chalta. कि माशाल्लाह आई फेड द होमलेस टुडे, मैंने उनको 20 स्पून दिए. और मजे की बात यह है कि जब उनसे पूछे भाई आप तशहीर क्यों कर रहे हैं, वो कहेंगे कई औरों को तरगीब देना. लेकिन शैतान इज वेरी क्लेवर. शैतान विल गिव यू धोखा कि आप कर रहे हैं लोगों को तरगीब देने के लिए, लेकिन खुद रियाकारी है बस आमाल को जाया करने के लिए. I'm not saying that we should never promote. خاص طور پہ جب مسجد کی طرف سے ہو اس کو پروموٹ کرنا چاہیے. یا any Muslim organization, when they're doing any charity work, اس کو اس کی ضرور تشہیر کرنی چاہیے. فوٹو بھی لینی چاہیے. مجھے بھی بلانے میں بھی کھینچ لوں گا. کیوں؟ Because this is good PR for Islam. جہاں مسلمانوں کا فائدہ ہے, اسلام کا فائدہ ہے, وہاں تصویر لینی چاہیے اور پروموٹ کرنی چاہیے. For example, mashallah, in Bartley, in one masjid, they've opened up a food bank inside the masjid, in one of the rooms. So, uski tashir karni chahiye. Because now people are going to connect giving out food to the Islam and masjid. 2 months ago, mashallah, the Muslims of West Yorkshire raised £100,000 for an MRI scanner for the Yorkshire hospitals. Uski bhi tashir hui, mashallah. And so many positive comments came from non-Muslims. So if it's in the benefit of Islam and Muslims, to uski tashheer karni chahiye. Lekin when it comes to our own sadaqah, as much as possible we should conceal it. Ye do hafte pehle ki baat hai. To kisi ne mujhe phone kiya tha ki bhai yahan pe koi school ke chowkidar hai, unki ahliya ka heart attack hua hai. To ye private hospital mein gaye to doctor ne kaha ki bhai operation zaruri hai. Pakistan mein aisa hai ki paise ke bagair वो ऑपरेशन शुरू नहीं करते हैं. तो उन्होंने मुझे कहा कि भाई आप थोड़ा सा जमा कर लें. तो मैंने फिर अपने जो अहबाब हैं उनको मैसेज किया कि भाई सूरत हाल ये है, हमें इतने पैसे चाहिए. तो शायद उसी में से किसी ने फिर उस मैसेज को फॉरवर्ड किया था. तो एक 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 साहिब का मैसेज आया कि कितने पैसे बाकी हैं. मैंने कहा तकरीबन 500 पाउंड बाकी है जितना देना है. तो उन्होंने कहा कि आप जो है चंदा बंद कर दें 500 मेरी तरफ से. फिर मैंने कहा अच्छा ठीक है. मैंने फिर अकाउंट दे दी. फिर मैंने कहा भाई आपका नाम क्या है. तो उन्होंने कहा कि मैं अपना नाम नहीं बताऊंगा. फिर उसके बाद उसने मुझे कहा कि मौलवी साहब आप ऐसा करें, जो सारे मैसेजेस मैंने आपको किए ना कि मैं दूंगा ये वो, आप सारे मैसेज डिलीट कर दें. मैं मेंबर बैठा हूं, अक्सर पैसे उसने दिए हैं ना, मैं जानता हूं कहां से हैं ना, मैं ना उनका नाम जानता हूं. اس کو کہتے ہیں اخلاص. دیز ایکشنز مائی فرینڈز دے ہولڈ گریٹ ویٹ ان دی ڈے آف قیامت. ان دی حدیث آف معجم الاوسط, دی تھرڈ پرسن ہو شل پاس پل صراط وذ سپیڈ آف لائٹنگ از اے پرسن ہو میکس مسجد ہز ہوم. اس کا کیا مطلب؟ اس کا مطلب یہ نہیں ہے کہ ونٹر آ گیا ہے हीटिंग घर में बंद कर दे मस्जिद आ जाए ये मेरा घर ये है, वैसे बताने के लिए इसका मतलब नहीं है। इसका मतलब ये है कि योर हार्ट इज कनेक्टेड टू द मस्जिद। द फोर्थ पर्सन अगेन इन तबरानी, अ पर्सन हु रीड्स ऑल ऑफ हिज सलाह विद द आदाब। सो यू रीड योर फाइव टाइम्स सलाह इन द मस्जिद इन जमा। अभी टुडे आई लेड जुमा एट लीड्स बैक यूनिवर्सिटी, तो उन्होंने मुझे दावत दी कि आप आएँ। और वैसे मैं अपने दोस्तों उलमा को कहता हूँ कि भाई हमारे लिए ज़रूरी है कि हम यूनिवर्सिटी में जाएँ। हम शिकायत करते हैं कि फलां फिरका जो ये लोग जाते हैं तो हमें भी जाना चाहिए। तो अलहमदिल्ला जुमा पढ़ाया था मैं वहाँ पर, तो जुमा के बाद फिर सवाल जवाब का नशिस्त हुआ। तो वन ब्रदर इज आस्किंग कि ही वर्क फ्रॉम 3 to 11, तो उसको नमाज पढ़ने का मौका नहीं मिलता, तो क्या 11 बजे के बाद सारी नमाज पढ़ लें? तो मैंने भाई पूछा ये एनी ब्रेक्स लंच? मैंने कहा हाँ 15 मिनट का ब्रेक मिलता है, लेकिन अगर वुजू करने जाए नमाज पढ़ने जाए तो खाना को नहीं मिलता। मैंने कहा भाई खाने को कुर्बान कर लें, और अगर बिल फर्ज इफ दे डोंट लेट यू प्रे एट ऑल then it's an obligation upon you to look for another job. लेकिन इतने छोटे बहाने पे जमात छोड़े नमाज को कुर्बान कर रहे हैं। इब्न शाहीन तरगीब mentions, the next person to pass pul sirat with ease is a person who reads a lot of durood. That on the day of qiyamah, Durood Sharif will take the form of Noor on Pul Sirat, and that person will use the Noor to become guided on the other side. Ab baaz riwayat mein Durood Manzood mein hai, uska asal hawala kisi ye Al-Qawl al-Badi ka hai, Al-Qawl al-Badi ke on the day of Qiyamah, a person will start to slip on Pul Sirat. So all of a sudden, something will come, pick him up and take him to the other side. So, puchega aap kaun hai? And that Noor will say that I am the Durood you will recite in Dunya. So, Durood Sharif ki kasrat marha kare. And the next two people, wo bhi Mu'ajjal Awsat mein hai, that those people who will be saved, who will pass Pul Sirat with plenty of speed, is number one, that person who removes a difficulty from another Muslim. Aajkal hum isi mein hai ki musalman ko difficulty kaise dein, hum isi mein hai. Ye hadith mein hai ki if you remove a difficulty or if you fulfill the need of another Muslim, on the day of Qiyamah you will pass Pul Sirat with speed. These are some of the amal. फिर आगे क़यामत के दिन हिसाब होगा। उलमा हैव मेंशन्ड देयर आर 6 टाइप्स ऑफ हिसाब। नंबर 1, हिसाब यसीर, इजी हिसाब, वे अल्लाह आस्क्स यू नॉट इन डिटेल, इजमालन, एक दो से कुछ सवाल करते हैं फिर माफ कर देते हैं। दूसरा है हिसाब असीर, डिफिकल्ट हिसाब। डिफिकल्ट हिसाब इज अल्लाह ताला आस्क यू ए टू जेड फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग टू एंड। इसलिए वन एवर वी मेक दुआ, हम ये दुआ करते हैं अल्लाहुम्मा हासिबना हिसाबन यसीरा, तो इसका अहतमाम करना चाहिए। इसलिए इन तिर्मिज़ी द मैसेंजर अलैहिस्सलाम सैद मन नूक़िश अल हिसाब फ़क़द हलक, हूएवर हिसाब इज टेकन इन डिटेल यकीनन वो बर्बाद हो गया। और वाक़ईतन अगर हम सो इफ़ वी थिंक अबाउट इट कि अगर वाक़ईतन अल्लाह ताला ने ना करें हिसाब ले लिया तो हम बर्बाद हो जाएंगे। द नेक्स्ट टाइप इज हिसाब जहरी, कि आपका हिसाब सबके सामने हो, उससे भी पनाह मांगना चाहिए। द फोर्थ टाइप इज हिसाब सिर्री, सीक्रेट हिसाब, कि अल्लाह ताला ठीक सा हिसाब इन प्राइवेट पर्दा हो, नो बी एल्सीज हिसाब। मैंने शायद इस आई मेंशन्ड बिफोर कि अल्लामा इकबाल का एक शेर है, एंड आई एम अ बिग फैन ऑफ पोइट्री स्पेशली इकबाल, Lekin shayad, this is my favorite couple of Iqbal. Iqbal says, Tu ghani azhar du'alam man faqir. Ke Allah, aap ghani hai, main faqir hoon. Roze mahshar udhr hai man pazir. Ey Allah, qiyamat ke din mere aamal ka udhr na mangna. Don't ask me to justify my deeds. Usse nahi hoga. Girmi tu bini hisabam na guzir. Ey Allah, agar qiyamat ke din mera hisab lazmi hai. Az nigah Mustafa pinha baghir. To ek hi darkhast hai. Huzoor ke samne mera hisab na lena. اور پھر اس پہ علماء کا کلام ہے کہ will the angels have حساب ظاہر قرآن میں ہے لا يعصون اللہ ما امرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون the angels they do not disobey Allah and they do as they commanded even despite this علماء the جمہور the vast majority of علماء say even angels will have حساب on قیامت why لإظهار عدم الالوہية Angels will also have hisab on qiyamah bas isko dikhane ke liye ke wo khuda nahi hai ki unki bhi hisab hoga aur anbiya ka bhi hisab hoga wala nas'alanna al mursaleen anbiya ka bhi hisab hoga aur aakhri baat ki on the day of qiyamah there will be a mizan Allah makes mention wa nad'u al mawazin al qist al yawm al qiyamah we shall place The scales of justice in the day of Qiyamah. Now, ulama have four opinions on what's going to be weighed in Qiyamah. The first opinion is A'mal will be weighed, your good deeds. Lekin some have said, how will A'mal be weighed? They're not a physical thing. So, ulama answer this that just something does not have to be physical for it to be weighed or measured. Just like sound, like temperature. There are different ways of measuring different things. So it's possible Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. He will weigh A'mal as He sees fit. The second way Ulama mentioned is the A'mal will be good deeds and bad deeds will be given a form, a physical form. On one side good deeds, on the other side bad deeds. And these will be weighed. The third opinion of Ulama is that actually the book of deeds. So your good book of deeds, your bad book of deeds, they'll be weighed. And whichever is more heavier is where you will go. And the fourth type, fourth opinion is that the actual person will weighed. This does not mean that you think that my weight is 20 kilos, 20 pounds, then I'll go to the bar. It's not that. On the day of Qiyamah, if this is the case, then a person will be heavy based on amal. Not based on calories. اللہ تعالی ہمیں اس کا یقین نصیب فرمائے ذکر کریں انشاءاللہ وان تسبیح لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One tasbih of astaghfirullah, picturing that our guna, we say, I'm tawbah kar rahe hain, our guna, and leaving our bodies. Astaghfirullah, 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 Astaghfirullah. One tasbih of Durood Sharif is niyat aur dua ke saath ki inshallah qiyamah ke din pul sirat pe ye noor ban jayega inshallah. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal-mursaleen. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله ہم سب کو قیامت کے دن کی حقیقت نصیب فرما. يا الله اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. يا الله ہم سب کو جنت بلا حساب دے دینا. يا الله يا الله اگر حساب مقدر میں ہو يا الله حضور کے سامنے حساب نہ لینا ہم شرمندہ ہو جائیں گے. يا الله حضور کی شفاعت نصیب فرما. قیامت کے دن حضور کے مبارک ہاتھوں میں سے ہمیں حوض کوثر پلا دے. اللہ یا اللہ حساب یسیر سری نصیب فرما. یا اللہ یا اللہ فضل کا معاملہ فرمانا, فضل کا معاملہ فرمانا. یا اللہ ہم عدل برداشت نہیں کر سکتے ہیں. یا اللہ ہم گناہگار ہیں, اگر عدل پہ معاملہ آیا یا اللہ تو ہم ضرور نہ ضرور اپنے گناہوں کی وجہ سے ہم برباد ہو گئے ہیں. تو یا اللہ فضل کا معاملہ فرمانا. یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم سب کو دین کی خدمت کے لیے عافیت کے ساتھ قبول فرما. یا اللہ یا اللہ جو پریشان ہے پریشان حال دور فرما, مقروض ہے یا اللہ قرض ادا فرما. یا اللہ بیمار ہیں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ مساجد مراکز خانقاہوں مدارس کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمارے جو علماء حق ہیں جو فوت ہو چکے ہیں, یا اللہ ان کی قبر کو منور فرما. یا اللہ جو زندہ ہیں یا اللہ ان کی زندگی میں جان مال عزت میں برکت نصیب فرما. خاص طور پہ یا اللہ جن سے ہم نے فائدہ اٹھایا, اللہ ہمارے شیخ حضرت مولانا الیاس گومن صاحب, استاد محترم حضرت مولانا ابو ایوب قادری صاحب, ہمارے دیگر اساتذہ کو بہترین جزا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو اس میدان میں کام کر رہے ہیں آج, اللہ ان کو بھی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ مولانا وسیم صاحب کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ان کی فیوز کو عام و تام فرما. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.